Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is July 31st, 2017, the last day of July this year. Summer's flying by. So tomorrow, obviously everyone knows, is the 75th birthday for Jerry Garcia. There is a lot of people posting cheers and stuff for him already, but they are waiting to see everyone's posts, what they're going to be doing for Jerry's birthday. And I think the post is like hashtag cheers for Jerry. They want you to use while you're posting pictures. But tomorrow is also the meetup at the movies, which is what I'll be doing for Jerry Garcia's 75th birthday. And it's a show at RFK Stadium, 1989. I don't remember what the exact date of the show is, but I think it's somewhere in the summer. They came out with this set list. They showed you the set list on Dead.net. I decided not to look at it because I wanted to be surprised. It's around 3 hours, the concert, so it should be pretty interesting. Pretty good show. I always usually like meet up at the movies once they release the 40th anniversary of the Grateful Dead movie at the movie theaters in either April or May. I thought that was going to be the meet up at the movies, but I saw that and I'm glad that wasn't it, and now we get to see a actual show. Maybe next year. I like the, I don't remember what year it was, but I think maybe 3 years ago. I think it was 2014. It was the first one I went to when they did 72. They did from some B club in Germany, I think. It was cool to see that. But I think the last 3 years they've done fairly newer shows, like late 80s, early 90s shows. But I think it would be cool to get back to maybe some of the later shows. I know they did the that Sunshine Daydream DVD. I think that was the first or second meetup at the movies. But like I said, all the recent ones have been later. So this episode, we got a lot to talk about. We have, since it being the end of July, I picked a lot of shows from the end of July. We have July 26, 1972, Paramount Theater in Portland, Oregon. We're going to be hearing two songs from that show. I'm going to be talking about the Dylan and the Dead tour, obviously of Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead in 1987. That ran through July 4th to July 26th. They played shows in between, but it wasn't considered the Dylan and the Dead. So we're going to have a song from July 26th, last show of the tour, in Anaheim, California. Then we also have July 27th, 1982 at Red Rocks. Brent's last show, July 23rd, 1990 in the World Music Theater in Tinley Park, Illinois. A little bit more about Brent. Splintered Sunlight, who just played a couple shows. If you're not familiar with them, they're a Grateful Dead cover band from New Jersey. They play all around the tri-state area, really. Not as big as like Dark Star Orchestra, but they're still pretty good. And it was a free concert, the one I went to on the beach. So I'll be playing a song from them. Not that day, it was like 2 days after in Pennsylvania. But for those who haven't heard of them yet, maybe you'll get a taste of them, see if you like them or not. Then we also have news about upcoming shows this fall and winter. So, to get into it first, I'm going to start off with a song from the July 27th, 1982 show at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. It's the third song of the set, third song of the first set. This was a really good show. I downloaded it on Relisten, and I started doing that like daily shows on the like on the date and downloading them and listening to them at work, so I could fill up my knowledge with not so much as just shows that I like, but every show, see what I might be missing out on. And I wouldn't have thought really 82, but I listened to this show and it was really good. It was Jack Straw, Sugar Ray, On the Road Again, It Must Have Been the Roses, Me and My Uncle, Big River, Peggy O, Little Red Rooster, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Playing in the Band, Terrapin Station, Drum Space, The Wheel, The Other One, Stella Blue, Playing in the Band, and US Blues. So the song I'm going to pick from that show is On the Road Again. So hope you guys enjoy July 27th, 1982, Red Rocks.
She's on the road again. Shows her phone. Magic ponies in overboard again. On the road again. Sure as a bone. Friend come by, said, looking for his hat.
Thank you.
So that was On the Road Again from Red Rocks Amphitheater, July 27th, 1982. So the next show we're going to go to is from July 26th, 1972, almost exactly 10 years earlier, in the Paramount Theater in Portland, Oregon. This is also one of the shows I've been listening to at work. Actually, it was the day before I listened to the set list for this show, which they played two shows. They played the 25th and the 26th, but for the 26th, it's Cold Rain and Snow, Black Throated Wind, Mississippi Half Step, Mexicali Blues, Sugary, El Paso, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Jack Straw, Tennessee Jet, Playing in the Band, Casey Jones, Promised Land, He's Gone, Me and My Uncle, You Win Again, Greatest Story Ever Told, Ramble on Rose, Dark Star, Comes a Time, Sugar Magnolia, Brown Eyed Woman, Beating It on Down the Line, Stella Blue, Not Fade Away, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, Not Fade Away, and One More Saturday Night. So this was a long, long show. Really good show. It was hard to pick one song, so I did pick two. It was even hard to pick two songs, but I'll just play them back to back. So from July 26th, 1972 in the Paramount Theater, Portland, Oregon, here's first Black Throated Wind, then Stella Blue.
I'm running aground, blind in the light of the interstate car, passing me by the buses and semis, plunging like stones from a slingshot on Mars. But I'm here by the road, bound to the low. Picked up in 10,000 cafes and bars, alone with the rush of the drivers that won't pick me up. The highway, the moon, the clouds and the stars. Black-throated wind keeps on blowing in with its words of a lie when nothing is new. Our mother American, lost from the light. Well, drowning in you. I left St. Louis, city of blues, in the midst of a storm I'd rather forget. Tried to pretend, came to an end, 'cause you weren't the woman I once thought I'd met. But I can't deny, oh, times have gone by. I never had doubts or thoughts of regret. I was a man when all this began. Wouldn't think twice about being there yet. Black-throated wind whispering sin. Speaking of life that passes like you, forced me to see you done bitter by me, bitter by me than I've done by you. Thank you.
what's to be found from racing around? You carry your pain wherever you go, all full of the blues, trying to lose. You ain't gonna learn what you don't wanna know. So I give you my eyes and all of their lies. Please help them to laugh as well as sing. Capture a glance, whoa, and make a dance. Looking at you, looking at me. Black-throated wind on pouring in with its words of a lie that could almost be true. I'm other American now. Here comes a lie. Turn it around, that's what I'm gonna do. Going back home, that's what I'm gonna do. Do. Lord, I'm going back home. That's what I'm gonna do. You don't matter by me than I've done by you. Oh, I'm drowning in you. Lord, I'm going back home. That's what I'm gonna do. Long one back home, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, I'm drowning in you.
Speak English, man. Enunciate. Gotcha. Have him write it down.
All the years come by, they melt into a dream. A broken angel sings from a guitar
just a song. Comes crying up the night through all the lonely streets and shattered years. Stella Blue. Stella Blue. All the cards are down. There's nothing left to see. There's just the pavement left and broken dreams. Still the same old sound. Crying like the wind down every lonely street that's ever been. Still.
was just a dream. Still the blue. Still.
So there was Black-Throated Wind and Stella Blue from July 26, 1972. So next we're going to go on to Dylan and the Dead, the summer tour of 1987. So they played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, around 6 shows as Dylan and the Dead. Like I said, the Grateful Dead played shows in between them, but it wasn't with Bob Dylan. So that leg that they did with Bob Dylan ran from July 4th to July 26th. July 4th, Foxborough Sullivan Stadium. July 10th, Philly. John F. Kennedy Stadium. July 12th, East Rutherford Giants Stadium. That's in New Jersey, for those who don't know. July 19th, Eugene Aztec Stadium. July 24th, Oakland, Oakland County Coliseum, and July 26th in Anaheim at Anaheim Stadium. So, I don't know who else. I'm sure most people have a Dylan and the Dead, like the CD that came out. I don't think that CD does the tour any justice, really, because East Rutherford, I believe, July 12th was the first night that they played 3 sets, so these concerts were really, really long. it was either, like, 2 sets of Dead or 2 sets of Dylan, and then one of the other. The Dead were usually first, I think. They went on for 1 set or 2 sets, and then Dylan played a set or 2 sets at the end. But The CD, I don't really like that much. I mean, it's good and everything, but listening to it, you get more out of just listening to these shows, which I enjoyed more than just the CD. I didn't really ever get into it, and then I saw I was just curious, as in 87, so it's right, or it's like, what, 30 years ago this year, so I decided to get more into it and listening to it. So the song I'm going to pick is from the last show of the tour, which is July 26th in Anaheim, California, Anaheim Stadium. It's the last song of the show, and the Grateful Dead, I wanted to pick a song that the Grateful Dead usually don't cover, but I like this version, and I think they played it really well, so I did pick it anyway. It's gonna be All Along the Watchtower, with Bob Dylan obviously singing, because it's in his set, so he's singing, and the band's playing behind him. So here's All Along the Watchtower from July 26, 1987. Thank you. So that's it for Dylan and the Dead. Next, we're going to talk about Splintered Sunlight, the show I went to in Seaside, New Jersey. It was on the beach. It was a free concert. It was July 27th, 2017, last Thursday. They usually play at the Stone Pony, if anyone is familiar with that. I like to say if, like, cover band-wise, I don't know. I would say if you rank them, it would be, like, top level would be Dead & Company. Like, the level below them would be Dark Star Orchestra, and then the level below that would be, like, a Splintered Sunlight. But by all means, they're really good band. The guitar player, I've many people said, and I agree with them, he looks like an Asian Jerry Garcia. It's his vocals are pretty on. The guy who does a Bobby, they're on too, but I think the singer for Dark Star does a better Bobby than him. But his, like I said, especially for a free show, you can't really complain. This is my third time seeing them. I saw them in Stone Pony 2015, Stone Pony 2016, and then this year in Seaside, so my third time. And also was pretty cool, in the beginning of the show, they had someone announcing the band, and the person announcing the band actually wound up being Sam Cutler. For those of you who don't know him, he was the road manager for the Rolling Stones and the Grateful Dead. Unfortunately, he was fired by the Stones after the Hell's Angel incident at Almont in that free concert where the Hell's Angel Hell's Angels were security and people got out of hand and they wound up stabbing someone to death. And, you know, he was fired from the Rolling Stones after that. Shortly after that incident, he became friends with Jerry Garcia and they hired him as the road manager, tour manager. He became all a bunch of different stuff, but he introduced Splintered Sunlight. So that was pretty cool to see him in person and still, you know, supporting people all the way down to, like, basically a local level cover band or a tri-state area cover band. But that was pretty cool. And if you want to put a face to the name, if you saw the Long Strange Trip documentary, he's the one who's getting interviewed outside his van in that. So it was really cool that he was there. So the set list for this show was Bertha, Promised Land, Friend the Devil, Me and My Uncle, Big River, Brown Eyed Women, Mr. Charlie, Cassidy, Deal, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Samson and Delilah, He's Gone, Smokestack Lightning, Morning Dew, Throwing Stones, Not Fade Away, and then they did Shakedown Street as the encore. So for those who don't know Splintered Sunlight, I wanted to play a track from this show, but I couldn't find a track from this particular show, but they did play 2 days later in Pennsylvania, so I did get a clip I was able to download from that show. So from 7/29/2017 in Pennsylvania, here's Splintered Sunlight with China Cat Sunflower. Thank you. was China Cat Sunflower going into I Know You Rider, but it was cut off after that, so it was just China Cat. Other big news coming up later for the fall and the winter, Dead & Company announced they are playing a three-night event in Riviera Maya, Mexico in February 2018, the 15th through the 18th. They're playing three shows, and it is being billed as playing in the sand. So, I mean, whoever can make it out there, that'd be cool, but, it's way out of my price range, way out of my, ability to make it there. It's not like I could even drive cross country. It's like a, need a passport, need a hotel, and, I'm hoping they'll just be around in, like, the summer or the, spring, maybe the fall of next year. So I don't completely just withdraw my whole bank account to see them in three nights in Mexico. I mean, it's a cool concept, but I'm not totally a fan of it. But, I mean, hey, the only reason I'm not that much of a fan of it is because I'm not going to be able to go. So if you're going, best of luck and all the fun. Wish you all fun and great time, but I think they're targeting more of a older demographic, maybe like 30s, 40s people who already have careers and regularly go on vacation, maybe 50s and 60s too, retired people, 70s, but yeah, definitely not going to be able to make it that, so I'm kind of bummed out about that. But there is also news that O'Teal is going on a fall solo tour. The dates have yet to be announced, but that is something that you want to keep an eye out for. I think that will be definitely be cool. Hopefully he's playing around me. I definitely am going to go to that. But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. And hopefully we could see what O'Teal is doing in the fall of 2017. and as you, most of you know, maybe you don't know, John Mayer's on his solo tour right now. He's I think in California now. He's over by me the 18th and 19th of August. I got my tickets for Camden. And then I might be going to PNC and Homedale the next day, but we'll see. So, Bob Weir actually joined him two or three nights ago in California, and they played Friend of the Devil and Knocking on Heaven's Door, I believe, or All Along the Watchtower, one of those. And I saw he did do They Love Each Other cover last night by himself. I want to see what other, I want to say he played one other Grateful Dead song too, but I can't remember. But yeah, it's looking like pretty good tour for John Mayer too. He's done in October maybe, and then I guess take like a 3-month break and go on those three shows with Dead & Company in February, and then I guess we'll have to cross our fingers and see what happens after that. But that's it for the upcoming tours and shows. So the last section of the podcast we're going to go over this episode is Brent's last show. So Brent's last show was July 23rd, 1990. So that was the 27 years ago, just about last week. It was in the World Music Theater in Tinley Park, Illinois. So the song I'm going to play is, and I can't find it. Oh, Good Time Blues, or I've seen it as Good Time Blues or Never Trust a Woman, but he didn't have that many songs that he sung in this show, but just this performance alone, this song is what I think Brent stands for as the band, just energy-wise, what he could bring to a show, what he could bring just to a song, where he did endless amounts of songs singing. So, just a little quick background for those of you who don't know. He joined the band in April 1979, replacing Donna and Keith Godshaw. He added a third vocalist after Donna left, with Bob and Jerry, someone who could take control of a song. And he also kept that three-part harmony alive after Donna left. And I think it was a lot stronger, too. I know people, like, joke about Donna and stuff and her vocals, but she is a good singer. But Brent definitely brought something totally different to the table. And I was reading stuff that he was, he was almost not, like, knocking on the door for the band, but he had, like, almost a year to really rehearse and get the songs down. He was in the Bob Weir Band, so... right after Keith and Donna decided to leave, they threw Brent right in there. So for studio albums, as that go, his first studio album was Go to Heaven in 1980, and he appeared singing vocals on Far From Me and Easy to Love You. Then in the Dark, 7 years later in 1987, he co-wrote Hell in a Bucket with Bob Weir and Barlow, also sung on Tons of Steel. That was one of the songs he sung. And then in Built to Last, his name is written all over that. It was basically the Brent album, I believe. And the only reason I think that album really wasn't a complete flop is because of Brent. Just a Little Light, We Can Run, Blow Away, I Will Take You Home. And he also wrote tons of other songs. I believe the song I'm playing, the Never Trust a Woman or Good Time Blues, was one of those songs that didn't make it to an album, but they played it live countless times. So the last song he sung ever with the band was That Day, and it was The Weight by the band. He concluded with words, "I gotta go, but my friends can stick around." So that was a little foreshadowing, and he died soon thereafter. It was sad to see him go. Well, I didn't personally see him go, but I'm just saying, for listening wise, after 1990, you just felt like they lost a step. Things started slowing down. They had Bruce Hornsby in on keys, but he was really the one in 1980 who gave him that jump start once again and kept them rolling. He was the new guy, I guess, but he really brought a lot to the table, and he was truly missed after he passed away in 1990. So, once again, from Brent's last show in 1990, July 23rd, 1990, here is Good Times Blues or Never Trust a Woman. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know if there's anything you guys want to hear about in the next upcoming episodes. Also, next episode, I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but there will be a giveaway like I have been doing. Same concept where you just have to DM me the keyword that I say in the podcast, and you is going to be the first person, not the third. So whoever's the first person, DM me the keyword, code word, whatever, wins the giveaway. So hope you guys all enjoy. Excited to see what everyone's posting for Jerry's birthday tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your summer. It's gonna go fast, and have a good night. Thank you.
great times. Just a woman who wears her pants too tight. Never trust a woman who wears her pants too tight. We'll be right back.
if they don't come around. This week, next week, next month, if they don't come around. Ah, shit. What the hell?